A diamond has long been a symbol of commitment, love, and trust. Isn't it time the diamond industry showed us the same values behind the scenes? Clean Origin is leading the engagement ring industry toward a brighter future, designing elegant lab-grown diamond fine jewelry that never compromises our values. A brand that doesn't just talk the talk, but one that was founded to make a difference, to offer a more environmentally friendly, conflict-free, and price-accessible choice without any compromises on quality.
Lab diamonds are grown in a lab using cutting-edge technology that replicates the process of natural diamonds. A lab-grown diamond is chemically, physically, and visually identical to a mined diamond without the adverse effects of traditional diamond mining. And for a price of up to 10 times less, we don't know why you'd choose anything else.
You know, I'm a Sag. I'm always going to say bigger is better. And with these prices, 3 carats is the new 1 carat, baby. Go big. Honestly, 5 carats is the new 3 carats if you really want to go there.
You all know that we know a thing or two about engagement rings, and these Clean Origin rings are simply stunning, classic designs, and for a fraction of the price. From the color of your metal to the center stone and setting, you'll be able to customize every aspect of this very important lifetime piece of jewelry. Whether you're looking for an engagement ring or tennis bracelet or diamond stud earrings, Clean Origin has beautiful diamond jewelry that you'll be wearing forever.
You can use code What's Your Sign for $100 off all orders over $1,000. That's $100 off all orders over $1,000.
Go to cleanorigin.com and use our code What's Your Sign at checkout for $100 off of your order of $1,000 or more.
Use our promo code What's Your Sign, all spelled out. Check out Clean Origin today.
Welcome to What's Your Sign? I'm Julia Loken.
I'm sick, Stevie Anderson.
And I'm the nacho gas giant of this podcast. No, you're sick.
Oh. I mean, not even just sick. I got COVID.
There it is. The coronavirus.
Yeah, you guys, you're listening to a live coronavirus host, literally, like a virus host. Yeah, I'm day 4 of COVID. You know, wouldn't recommend. Not cool. I am vaccinated and boosted, but now I'm like, should we get more boosters? I feel like we gotta get more of those boosters out there. I know that some folks are like, you should get a booster, but I'm in the group that they told not to, and now I want one, but I guess
you're going
to
be good for a minute though. We already did also check up on Stevie before we started recording.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're not.
Just so you know, Julie and I aren't being like, huh, you're sick.
Whoa. That's wild. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but it's not really good unions in podcasting. So I had to show up. They're like, it's on Zoom. You work, you microphone junkie. I feel like it's very fitting for Jupiter and Aries. I am, dare I say, no filter. My brain is true, like, it brain to mouth. Like, I don't have thoughts. I am, my symptoms have been a mucusy, dry, wet cough, and the brain, just the, like, I feel like you know, when you see a toddler and they're so snotty and like red and like just like, I just like how my inside of my brain feels. It's just like a raw baby is inside of it.
Yeah.
When Whenever I get sick with like sinus something, I always wish for, and I know that this doesn't work this way, you don't have to message me about it, but you know those little baby booger like squeezer things that looks like a turkey baster? I'm always like, they're like little tiny, this it's just to like, yeah, to like clean your baby's nose, like so that you don't also get sick or like get it all over you. Anyway, I always dream like, oh, I just need one of those. I know it isn't gonna like clear your sinuses, but
oh, I see this now.
It's because they get a neti pot. They can't blow their nose. You can't tell them to like, hey, blow. You know what I mean? You gotta like, hey, I gotta get this out myself.
You gotta suck.
Whoa. Oh my god.
That's one of the wildest baby tools that you can see on a registry, which is one of those nose suckers, but it goes in the nose and then there's like a tube for you to like.
Ew. I just found that picture and I didn't know that it looks hilarious. Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, what
is that? No. There's no
Medusa. I do not like this. Oh.
Yo, I need one of those right now. Like, that's who wants to blow on that for me?
It's very, it feels very like a Jackass stunt where it's like you have to suck the snot out of your friend's nose.
Oh my God. Yes. The reverse.
Wouldn't you, if you could?
Of course. Drink it or blow it, you mean? The Jackass, I mean, prank or the either
way.
Real purpose.
Either way.
I mean,
it's kind of cute the more you look at it. I just, part of my ignorance, I'd never seen this device before. I didn't know that this is a new, this feels modern. I don't think
that wasn't think the parents, one I was wishing for.
Yeah. No, I was like, I know the one that you're thinking.
I see
of.
The one yours is like a classic base.
Yeah, these turkey
images
based.
Are
I don't
very
like, what do you
funny.
Call it? Because I feel like that's a thing that everyone would always call a douche. Like meaning literally a douche, but I'm like, I know that's
it's
not
a douche.
The word for it
might be it. How to clean your baby's nose?
It's like a like to every baby. Word I'm about to say is
says aspirator is one on here.
It's like worse than the last. Hang on, I'm looking this up.
A bulb syringe.
Aspirator. Bulb syringe. Okay.
Bulb syringe. Also, I love this article. It's like, one, nasal passages for babies are small. Two, babies can't blow. Like what you're just explaining.
Well, wow. It is. I do. Again, I do feel like that's the stuff like with babies. And I think that you're being sick and going, okay, and not to say people's very real brain fog symptoms are not a thing, but I think that they're also
I might be permanently damaged from this. I don't know. I could be a long hauler, like who knows. I could be in for a world of pain. Thankfully I am on the mend and vaccinated, but
yeah,
COVID stinks, the pandemic's still real, wear your mask indoors.
Yes, but also this kind of immediacy of just like, yeah, well, when you like can't breathe like you normally do, when you can't like, it's hard to like think about the future or not be really present or not be thinking about, like, even if you are trying to think about what you have to do later, you all of a sudden like got interrupted in your thought process because you had to blow your nose or else you were just gonna like choke or whatever. And I think that there is something about just being like dealing with what's happening right now in front of you. What are you feeling at this moment? Not like what are you gonna feel and what it's like the what's happening now. And I think there's something about being sick that puts you in that space because you just have to be, you have kind of no choice but to be with what's happening now in your physical body.
I'm so present.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what like Pisces and Aries, like talking about Jupiter moving, kind of have in common. It's that, you know, how like the drunker you get, first it's like kind of your speech starts to go or whatever, you get louder than you know you are, and then like at one point, you know, you actually like can't really walk or like do stuff, you know, your body kind of shuts down in the way that is like meets your needs or whatever, where, you know, you could probably get by with slurred speech easier than like, I don't know, your brain shuts down those parts in order is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think both Pisces and Aries have the instinct to like get through or power or like get to that lizard brain point if necessary, or like disassociate in Pisces case a lot. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's there is a radical honesty that I think Pisces and Aries share, even though Pisces might take a weird way to get to it sometimes, where I think Aries is just sort of in it. And yeah, I don't know, maybe if we had, you know, it's still Taurus season, but maybe if we had more Taurus in the sky, I might be like, I can power through. Like, I feel who do I have to prove? Like, I don't care. Like, it's like, there's not, no, I'm only going off of literally the information in front of me. And it's like, oh no, I needed to lay down for 3 days in a row. And today I felt like I could sit up. So that was
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
news.
Weirdly too, for the last few days when I was like, all I can do is lay and watch a lot of television. I did have my back to weird times or witching hours, if you will, 6 to 8 PM, which we are actually in right now. I like all of a sudden, even if it was like a day of tissues and television and I can't get up, my brain is warm. I'm like, it's time now. It's like time to go prop myself outside and watch dusk happen and then return to the night, where it's now time to go to bed, put yourself to bed. So anyway, that's my, like, just if anyone else in COVID isolation has felt weird hourly prompts, I'm curious, because it was like clockwork. I'm just like, I felt like a bat ready to come out of the cave. Like, all right, I need to go acknowledge that I have existed a little bit of time on Earth and not just in a bedroom with blackout curtains pulled all the way shut.
Would have been around, I mean, at least a couple of days ago, it would have been around the exact time of the eclipse.
Oh, hot debate with the eclipse. Right. I did go out and look at it. I stared that fucker right in the face and was like, all right, there she goes. It was really, I mean, wild. That was such a Scorpio eclipse. It looked, I know I've seen them before, but that one just like really burned into my memory for some, like, it was so visual.
Well, you knew exactly what you were watching.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, you could see it moving so clearly. Like, I was just like, oh, I didn't know. I felt like I had a telescope, but it was just like my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we are on the other side. We've made, oh God. All right.
Uh-oh.
Put me down. take me out to the yard.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Thank you for everything.
So yeah, Jupiter will be in Aries. Good night.
Yeah.
You've heard it here for breaking news. Jupiter's in Aries and we survived the eclipse and our brains are broken.com.
Well, it did make me think of this makes me think of it every time that there's an eclipse. Truly, though, just like knowing exactly what was happening and having that be what made it all the more powerful and easy to go like, oh, this is what you're seeing. And then you could imagine, at least for me, thinking like, oh, even when we don't see an eclipse, this is still like how fast the moon is moving in the sky. And like, even though we normally don't see that like shadow happening, like the quickness with which it went from like full moon to absolutely zero light. And you don't think, because you can still see the moon, you're going like, well, there's no way the light's going to be that different.
Well, where, like, we were, there was no city light also. Yes. So that it did turn off the light outside for sure.
Truly, we were sitting on the beach. You could see, and it had been so bright and beautiful out the night before, the night of the actual wedding ceremony, which was like so cool. And like, oh no, yeah, there was no city. There was no light pollution like that. And it was, when it was eclipsed, it was dark. You could see, like, you could not see the ocean from the whatever. I mean, you could see a little bit like right there, but it was like, oh, all of a sudden this became nothing. And then the moon came back and all of a sudden you could see
your friends' faces again. Yeah. And like, I do also think that somewhat kind of like when it got darker, our conversation got kind of darker too. It was still very funny and like whatever, but we were definitely doing like, Dirty Christmas Carol came out and just stuff, you know, just darker stuff that was, and then it kind of like got lighter again.
You're saying you guys got possessed by a slightly more demonic
yes
form.
100%.
at all help. No, and now I'm just thinking too, because you know how like eclipses are omens of, you know, scary shit historically or whatever, paraphrasing. But now looking at one or thinking of like the different types of eclipses, say like solar, like the last like solar eclipse we had versus this total lunar eclipse, I was like, oh yeah, if I was like a Mayan, I would be like, this is absolutely frightening. Like it was, yes, a full moon yesterday. It is red and dark and non-existent for this time. Like, what does it mean? So, well, not that I'm saying all eclipses are going to have that way, but like that one, and we talked about sometimes on our Patreon plug, patreon.com/whatstimepodcast, but we talked about, I remember we recorded the eclipse episodes in advance a bit because we were traveling, and how we were like, oh, this one's weird. We're like, this one just feels more funky. Maybe it's the Mercury retrograde. And of course there's the planetary aspects to back it up. But then even just, oh yeah, no, visually, I didn't even think of like, cause I don't ever really think ahead of like how that will visually look, or like when you witness it in, well, real time.
Sometimes they happen during the day.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not always like seeing it here on this, in this hemisphere or whatever. Right. So like a lot of times we're not getting the whole visual representation and whatnot. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and that's what eclipses go now, because you can talk to people in a bunch of different places. Before, you would probably only maybe get one eclipse in your lifetime or something like that because of where you lived and how long you lived. But now, because we all are living longer and we are communicating with each other in places and we're communicating with people who don't necessarily live exactly in the same place as us, we go, oh, there's going to be an eclipse. Someone sees it and someone has this like crazy experience, but then someone else doesn't see anything and then just lives with the kind of anxiety and fear of going like, well, I think it was a big deal. I don't know. Was it a big deal? Mm-hmm. Was this thing like what happened? I don't know what happened. I think I feel it. I'm this. And then you finally get to be at one where you just go, oh man, that would be, I mean, it does change you, not because the eclipse itself is doing that. It just goes like, mm-hmm. Oh, like
the sun, you know, making its whole thing in one night is, or the sun, the moon making its whole phase in one night is a little haunting. Mm-hmm. And just in case you're still listening to this and you still don't believe in astrology, I also got laid off from my job, and the two Tauruses on this podcast definitely had surprises this eclipse. So, you know, and we're both going to be fine. No one needs to worry, but you know, proof.
Chapters do close and begin, and shit, the eclipse is just, you know, it stirs some things up, and sometimes it stirs up stuff in other people and it's out of your control, but it ultimately does affect you. I'm sorry. I was just on like a little Google spree of like, has anyone ever been to one of those, like you drive, like it's an eclipse event, you know, when people like road trip to like the middle of Montana because the eclipse is coming, and mm-hmm. like you get a front row, you get the folding chairs, you get the glasses, you do the front row seat sort of thing.
No, but I,
when's the next
would.
One?
I know like, in my school, we had one, I remember in my elementary school, but it was like one of those ones where you have to wear glasses and it's during the day, and it was like happening during the school day, so it felt like that kind of like festival-y vibe.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like people weren't like driving to the school, it's just all the kids and the teachers.
That's so funny, because I think that you, the opposite thing of like the sun, we have to make it kind of smaller for you to look at it, but the moon, you have to be able to see it even like closer and bigger. Like, because mm-hmm. thinking of that when they do that thing where you like put the shadow, like it is still just like the shadow of the sun. You can't look at the sun because the sun also like.
The solar one's the one you can't look at, or yes, lunar.
The solar is the one you can't, because it's the.
Wait, wasn't the sun. This one solar?
This, well, no, this is big, a lunar.
Oh,
this last one was lunar, but the last. So I remember the eclipse that rings bells for me is the solar eclipse of August 21st, 2017, because that was the last one where it was like everyone was driving from all over the country. And actually, the media dubbed it the Great American Eclipse, which I just remember there's a lot of fanfare around this eclipse and people were really coming from all over the world. And,
what year was it?
2017.
August 21st, 2017. I remember, like, I was working in an office in Brentwood, and we, weirdly enough, we didn't have glasses. All the glasses were sold out too for like weeks in advance online. It was like mass mania, but for the glasses. And I remember we had these blinds. I was like a high rise. Like, I worked on like the 21st floor of this building in Brentwood, the worst bus commute ever. And we had these blinds that like kind of functioned as eclipse glasses. Like, I don't know what the mesh, maybe it's because we were in a high rise and they like hit like the light and the angle, heat in a certain way, but you could see it through like the blinds. And I remember being like, oh, cool, this is like built in. And then I remember in a very eclipse fashion being like, I'm never working a job that's more than 20 minutes away from my house ever again. I remember saying that to the eclipse. I said, this is never going to happen. And then I did. It wasn't as easy as that, but that is how it ended up working out.
I think because I'm thinking now in terms of this eclipse in Jupiter, with Jupiter and Aries, not in Jupiter and Aries. But what like that moment made me think of for you, Stevie, is being like, you only saw this thing. You had the privilege to see this thing because you were in a place that you wouldn't normally be in, that kind of didn't make sense. But because of that, it is also a moment where you go, oh, I don't want to be here, or like this, or I'm so happy I'm here.
Basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's either that where it goes like, oh, I'm here with this, with in the presence of something supernatural. I mean, it's not supernatural at all. It's very natural. We can, again, we can calculate it, and we know exactly when they're going to happen and where you can see them and where you can't. It's not supernatural at all. But
also then I know when the next one's coming, by the way, that will be through the United States. And it's April 8th, 2024. Just a heads up.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like it's heading through. Basically, it will be visible. It's going like through the middle of Texas and up through like up almost near Chicago, just like south. It's going like up through the center to the East Coast. And like up the country that sort of way. So just
we can get to the center of Texas pretty easy, I'm
for sure.
Yeah. Ooh, so okay. April 8th, 2024, just throwing that out there. I've never been to one of those where it's like Burning Man. You know what I mean? Like you're like in a caravan and everyone's like, you know, getting their asses out. And yeah, you buy t-shirts. It's like, I was at the great solar eclipse. Yeah. And like, I was this t-shirt.
I love it.
Just one of those things I'd like to do at some point in my life. And then also, if this isn't going to make you move your asses and get to the middle of the country, the United States, April 8th, 2024. The next one's not till August 2045. Oof. So quite some time. I mean, it will, like, things will happen, but not visible in that way where people go bananas for the eclipse.
Ooh, this, I like this, but what this made me think of for Jupiter in Aries is just thinking about the things that you do yourself that, but also that are for growing. Mm-hmm. And I think that these things of like, eclipses are moments that do that. And I think that this Jupiter in Aries paired with this pairs of eclipse. And I think that this Jupiter in Aries transit, at least for 2022, feels very tied to the Mercury retrograde we're in, the later in the year, Mars retrograde in Gemini. Kind of like coming in, like the ideas bringing Jupiter and Aries in and the kind of action bringing it out. We get that retrograde while it moves back into Pisces. And it just feels like this thing of very much playing with like, what do you really want to do? What do you really care about? What are you really willing to like get out there and get after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Jupiter. I feel like this Jupiter and Aries is like been, there's something, there's like a word that keeps coming up that I keep seeing that's like about like disappointment and sort of this very like release of like, and forgive me, COVID brain / been scrolling TikTok and watching television nonstop. Like I am like a melted brain person, but I feel like I keep seeing things of you can't worry about disappointing others, because you're ultimately then disappointing yourself by not being true to yourself. And I think it's very corny, but it's very true of just like, you can't make everybody happy. Obviously it's not permission to be an asshole or dick, but you do just have to do you, and everything and everyone. If everybody did themselves, then it's like, we good. Like you get to just sort of not judge anyone and just like live very like, honestly, I don't know. I don't have any elegant language for it, but there is some release of, of, and maybe it's also because we've had so many last few years of these very Saturnian rule oriented Jupiters. That's very structured and like, and very conscious of that sort of stuff. This just feels very more of that impulsive Marsy sort of place. That's like, no, but what is like, what's really, what's working here?
I think Jupiter and Aries too. I busted out the old only astrology book you'll ever need. And if you don't know that book well, the thing mainly it's talking about is your natal chart. So this isn't necessarily about the transit itself, but it's talking about, you know, people born with Jupiter and Aries. But they do talk about kind of like not wanting to work for someone else, or not like having, not wanting to like answer to others. And really like being a great leader and being like starting your own business, being your own boss, like being creative, or like it says like starting social clubs or groups. It can be that thing of like, it doesn't mean you're alone or working by yourself or you don't have friends or whatever. It's just you're kind of the glue that sticks that thing together. And another thing that kind of came up for me in reading it was just thinking about like, it talks about kind of, you know, more of the Aries being like more of the Martian thing. So like the military, and I guess the kind of like downside that I can see as far as socially, because Jupiter is like, you know, further social out planet. It does make me a little worried about like what's happening with Roe v. Wade. Obviously I already was, but the idea of, you know, the military expanding or something like that, that doesn't sound super fun. I also think that Americans are very selfish people, and so like being this like, oh, I'm like expanding myself and kind of forgetting about all of the other things around you and how much space you're taking up. So I think that the way to do it in the way that's like positive and good is to lead instead of take, you know. It's like,
yeah,
I'm going to show us how to grow vegetables instead of I'm going to grow vegetables and eat them all and not share them with anyone. So I do think that it's obviously, you know, every transit has two signs to the coin, but also, you know, it does talk about being financially beneficial, being independent. It's okay to be a little more brash. I think we're with rebuilding from COVID quarantine time. People are getting a little bit more used to saying things like, oh, I just don't do that. Or like, we haven't been so socialized to be so polite as we used to be. And things kind of come out word vomit style. Those kind of things can be really beautiful, not having to beat around the bush for stuff. So I think that could be good for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think everything you're saying checks out, because I think that all those things that are great about Jupiter and about Aries as two separate sort of ideas could also, if you think of like amplifying Aries stuff, could also be like an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, because not everyone, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably living fairly astrologically and, you know, thinking of the self, and people, I could see this also being people not even knowing why, like, they're upset in a sense, or like that sort of just like, I'm just pissed. And I don't like, I don't know, this is that very, again, raw Aries baby sign sort of thing, but not everyone has those communication skills, especially as we're still in Mercury retrograde, and, you know, we'll eventually be out, but yeah.
Also that, like, not just that I'm pissed, but it's like, I'm big pissed. I'm like fucking pissed. And it's like not thinking about that other people have to deal with that. Or like maybe your neighbors hear you, you know, doing the stuff in your own house. Not that you can't do stuff in your own house, but like maybe people hear you breaking stuff in your house when you're mad, and maybe that scares them, you know, or like fighting with your spouse or whatever your thing is that you do that might, maybe recording this podcast a little loud, you know, who knows?
Hey. Sorry.
Jupiter's in Aries. Can't do anything.
Natally, I couldn't.
My way or the highway.
Couldn't take it down if I tried. No, I totally agree. Totally agree with everything both of you are saying. It's also making me remember that I did I was talking a lot about fighting at a wedding.
Oh yeah, that was amazing. That was really awesome.
I also
though.
Did get into a not a fight. I wouldn't call it that, which is how you know I'm Jupiter in Aries and Mars in the first house, where I'm like, this isn't a what are you talking about? A fight? What are you talking about? But I did very much bully someone, I will say. Not bully.
Wait, what?
It's not bullying. See, I have such judgment on
she
it.
She wasn't bullying.
I'm like, what would she describe also- it as?
Whatever you're saying right now from your perspective is so funny because she had a huge smile on her face. And of course she was being loud. She's Julia. But like, no, you weren't calling people names or anything. You were just she was very passionately talking about women's rights and certain maybe kind of extreme things that we need to do in order to keep our rights. And
was Julia telling people to strap up?
Basically. But it wasn't. Basically. It wasn't at people who disagreed or in a way where it wasn't like a fight. It was just like she was being very passionate. I was. Yeah, you weren't. You were fine.
But that's what I mean. I'm like, I have no perspective on what I come across as.
It was also loud and windy, and you're a fire sign, and that rocks you up a little bit, you know?
Yes, it's okay. It does. Exactly. Well, I also was yelling at someone in the pool who started talking about astrology, and then I was like, actually, it sounds like you don't know anything about astrology, do you? Do you? Like, admit it, you don't know anything about astrology.
Okay, that's a fight worth.
It's also, it was a guy, it's not whatever.
It was a man.
Of course it was.
Exactly.
And also, like, of course, the rest of the trip, every other person was like, tell us about the eclipse. Like, people liked it. Don't downgrade what you did. Yeah.
No, exactly. That's why I was like, I was protecting our space where I was going like, no, if there's ever a time when we're in a pool, this is a very astrology safe space and you need to go.
I mean, I forgot your Jupiter. You're in a Jupiter return.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be exact until next year, but it's coming. It was also conjunct my north node too. And it's, you know, opposite all this stuff I have in, I mean, not all the stuff, it's just my rising, but my Libra.
And then we have this Aries Chiron right now too. I keep forgetting because I'm looking at your natal charts. Forgive, but I'm like, right. These people are going to feel, people aren't even going to know what they're feeling. Yeah. I'm like calling, that's my prediction. I'm throwing that out. People are not even going to know what, like, I don't know if anyone watched Candy. This was what I also watched on my COVID binge. And I won't give any spoilers, but you know, what will make a repressed woman snap, you know, like you just never know. You just never know what's going to be the thing that makes someone flip into someone a monster you don't even like recognize or like put into that place they buried, because it's like, you know, I can't even ignore this for another moment.
I think that Jupiter Aries too is that, and it's also like, let's not make anybody have to be a monster by telling someone how they should or shouldn't feel or live their life or do with their bodies what they want to do. And when we try to tell someone, I think that's like the Jupiter and Aries of like the expanding to another thing of like, well, I know what's best. I know I'm just looking out for what's best for you, but it's still like putting yourself in someone else's experience. I think the highest like vibe of Jupiter and Aries is just going like, well, yeah, everyone is kind of in charge of themselves. Everyone is their own god, goddess, whomever, because you are the inhabitant of your lived experience. And so you are the only one who knows everything that you have lived, everything that you have felt or known or dream about. And so we should trust that when people are making difficult decisions or when they are doing that, that what they are bringing to it is the totality of who they are and have been and who they want to become and be. And that is where we should let people, like, that is what we should be wanting for people and hope, like that's what lets people do and be the best that they can be, is when they can use everything that they've learned and be whatever the fuck they want to be.
It's also, I think, going to be huge about taking personal responsibility when stuff is your fault. I mean,
yes,
that is like one of the hardest things. And like every 12-step program has a million like metaphors for it. And I can't think of one outside of it, but like cleaning up your own side of the street and like not being like their house is dirty and mine is whatever. Like your house smells weird too. Everybody's house smells weird, like, to not them, you know? It's like, I know, I don't think my house smells like a dog lives in it, but I know it does because a dog lives here. And every time I walk in someone else's house that has a dog, I'm like, oh, I can smell the dog. That doesn't mean it smells like dog shit all the time. It just means, like, but you don't smell your own, you know what I mean? So it's like, you have to, like, you have to deal with the, like, your own personal stuff. And like, maybe that means you have to, you know, clean the carpets a little more frequently or whatever, because you're not going to notice when it starts to smell, that kind of thing. Those things, like, can definitely come up. And also potentially taking too much responsibility for stuff that, like, maybe isn't your fault, like doing that me thing, but in a negative way, where it's like that spiritual thing of like, I made this happen, I make people do this. It's like, okay, you know, like, let other people take their personal responsibility too.
Yeah. You're not that powerful, which I think is another Jupiter and Aries, absolutely a manifestation of that, or a way that it can, you can feel, as having a natally, that's definitely, I would say, something that I have been really doing intentional work on not doing, but also feels a very, like, a very natural thing that I can go into. And I feel like the older I've gotten, the easier it is to be kind of like poking fun at it and go like, oh, really? You think this is also like,
yeah,
what are you, like the butterfly effect? Like, someone talks to you in the morning and then all of a sudden, like, that's all it takes. Like, there's no way. But
dude, we are all the butterfly effect.
We are also, I mean, you're not not, but that's why you take yourself seriously and you take responsibility for yourself and you don't blame yourself. You don't say everything is my fault, but you go, anything could be your, like, at any moment, you also have,
the there's nothing you can do about being the butterfly effect. You just have to
carry. You are, you just have to carry on. Hope. You also are in positive ways and in completely benign ways that, like, if you, you know, your actions do have consequences. So be aware of that and act as if you have the ability to make sure we're trying to have the most beneficial consequences as possible, or like have this go as harmless as possible.
Wait, sorry to be scary. Did the butterfly effect exist before the movie, or did the movie create the
it was a theory. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also I also think it's like a big spiritual thing. I think in a lot of religion, I'm not familiar with all of them, but I know for sure in Christianity, and I know in a lot of like woo spiritual spaces, is like knowing what you are in control of, knowing what things you can control is like, to me, that's like a big Aries thing of like, yeah, you can tell someone all day to take out the trash, but at the end of the day, if you really, you can't like make them do it. You can't like Weekend at Bernie's puppeteer them over to the trash and like make them, because that's you taking out the trash. So like, do what you can do. You either you go take it out, or you know, find someone to live with that will, or whatever,
or move out and say, if you don't do the things that I've asked you to do, I gotta go.
Well, it's interesting now thinking just in terms of, because butterfly effect made me think of chaos, and I feel like Aries gets looped in with this like chaotic sign or something. But then when you really think about like chaos, which is Uranus, which is then going back to like Aquarius sort of energy, I don't know if this will, it does anything for the conversation, but just thinking of like, oh no, Aries and Mars is almost in a sense not chaos, because it's just so,
it's decisive,
it's so simplified in a sense, and not simple in like an easy way, but it's not, I don't know, I'm just, I feel like it gets wrapped in chaos a lot, and I don't think of it as necessarily chaos, because it is just so like, I want what you have, or I want this thing that I'm doing, or like, this is like, I don't know, there's no fog around it really, or like,
I think the people that see it as chaos is that same thing of like, well, I couldn't control him, he was so chaotic, and it's like, no, that's not, he's still doing what he wants to do, that's not chaos, like he still has a plan, it's just not what you're like enforcing on someone else or something. I don't know if that
No, yeah. Absolutely. I was like, it's chaotic when you don't get what you want.
You're not in control. That's not the same thing as chaos.
Yes. That person isn't chaotic. You are disappointed that this didn't go a different way, but everyone had the choice. Everyone has the opportunity to say, I would prefer this, or I don't want this. I want to go to this place. I don't want to go here. And I think that you said something earlier about that, like the disappointing too. I think that's that too, where it's like, instead of just saying, don't say someone's chaotic, say you're disappointed. Don't say this is, you know what I mean? That it's all, I think that's very Jupiter and Aries, where it's like, as long as you can also take ownership and responsibility for, Jess Calignato said something wonderful that I was like, oh, I like that so much. And it was such a Capricorn thing, obviously talking about responsibility, but she said that it's just your ability to respond to things, like your response ability. And I think that that's like you know, you're allowed to be something that I feel often that I don't see necessarily reflected back, that I'm trying to, you know, someone could be upset about something and still do it because it's the right thing to do, or go, like, I don't like waking up at 7 o'clock for school, but if that's what time school starts, I can be mad and say school starts at a chaotic time or whatever, or go, man, I hate getting up in the mornings and school starts at 7 and I'm responsible for getting to myself at the place, whatever. I don't have to be in a good mood about it. I don't have to, it doesn't have, the time doesn't have to change, but there's that, like, acknowledge your feelings about it, but also still, if it's something that's going to keep you from getting to where you need to go, like, get over it, man. Let's go. Let's keep it pushing. Like, what, again, with kind of those baby things too, where it's like, yeah, I know, like, wouldn't it be nice if we could all crawl all the time and just be on the ground, but also, like, then we'd just be a bunch of adults crawling around and it'd be gross. Like,
well, that's, I think what you're hitting on is something that I've been thinking, I was thinking about with Jupiter Aries, is like, oh, right. A big fucking dose of cardinal energy. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just been the fixedness of the eclipses too, that it's kind of like breaking down the illusions of what is going to keep you, like, going to keep you safe or set your life right, or be the fallback plan or whatever it is. And then just, I think this is just a nice reminder of that. Yeah. No one's going to do anything for you, unfortunately. And sometimes, and that doesn't mean we can't ask for help, because that what might be the thing that helps us do the thing that is for ourselves, but also no one knows that without you saying something. So if you are feeling very stuck, I feel like a lot of people have expressed this stuck feeling in this 2022, which is that baton passing of the pandemic and what is happening and where are we going, and there's no baby formula, and will we have our own houses, and like all those, you know, all those, I feel like all those questions are really bubbling up and being very active. So I do hope that Jupiter Aries big dash of cardinal is another nice zhuzh push of, we might have to start some new things then, isn't it? Yeah. Like, we might have to start over. We might actually have to start from scratch, but maybe it won't fully be scratch in some ways. It could be a borrowing of the skills we've already had, but it might be time for something new.
It can never be fully scratch again, because you're already like alive and you've lived life. Yeah.
You've grown, you're a tree collecting the rings, you know, it's building upon yourself.
If you're in that space too, I mean, it's like, to me, I think Aries is me and Jupiter is like what you like me, my fun or whatever. So it's like, go back to the things that you like to do and like create those fixed things again. Like every time I have free time, I have like, there's like four things I want to do. And it's like cook a big meal, like swim in a pool, and like, you know, like hang out with Scott and you guys, you know, that it's like that. Like, it just go back to the basics and then figure, it's house one, it's the first sign, get back to basics, figure your shit out, and then start growing into fixed and, you know, and muting and all that stuff.
Pablo hated this when I said this yesterday, but I feel like I had to share it, because it's very much of the things you just said of this, what do I just like, what is pure Aries joy. And I told Paul, because we had to be separate since he's been testing negative, like King. And I was like, you know, because again, I have like the scariest brain right now. I'm just like, you know what you remind me of? And he's like, what? I'm like, you know, I feel like our relationship in the best of ways is like at the end of Fargo when Frances McDormand comes home from, you know, being a policewoman, and her husband's just like, how's your day? And she's like, good. And they just have the simple life. And, you know, when you watch that movie, you just go, that's all it's about, folks. And he's like, so I'm Drew Carey's brother. I was like, no, but it's sweet. He's like, they're simple and it's boring. And I'm like, no, I'm not seeing it through those eyes right now. Yeah. I'm seeing it as just like, that's all it's about. Like, it's almost like, not that it has to be a basic hetero monogamous relationship, but just that, like, that ease. I'm just back to ease. I'm all about the ease right now.
Especially when you're sick, it's so easy to have gratitude for. And that's reason that's in every wedding vow thing or whatever, where it's like in sickness and in health, because everybody knows what that means. Everybody has been in a relationship where they've had to care for someone sick. It could be anything from one day or to like your parent who has been like, you know, dying in front of you. Like, mm-hmm. it's everything from the smallest to the biggest, but like, everybody can have an understanding of what that feels like. And it does simplify things to be like, oh yeah, I need someone to take care of me, especially like during COVID. It was hard to, when you didn't know what to do for people. I mean, not that we're not still in COVID. I keep saying it like that, but when we were locked down,
they're marketing in it like,
yeah, you didn't know what to do for people. You didn't know how you could help them. That is such a like, unpowerful, I don't know what the word is, feeling, but like you feel powerless. You feel like, oh well, what am I gonna do? How can I help, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think yes, there is a it's that knowing, you already brought up 12 steps, so I was gonna say, did someone already say this, but I think that's just like where it made my brain go, of the like knowing the things you can and can't, or you said it earlier, the can and can't control, and what you can and can't change. What you are and aren't responsible for. And those are the things that are, it is important to feel as if you have the agency and the responsibility to control the things that you do have control over, to make a difference, to help. In the instance that you're talking about, that feeling of also going like, oh, you know, I can't, what could I do? It's like, if you can't, trust that you are a person who will know when there's something that you can do, you'll do it. But also don't act like there aren't lots of things you could do, sometimes for yourself. Sometimes it just needs to be for you to keep you going. So when you are needed, you're ready to be there. If you're someone who is wanting to be helpful and you're constantly run ragged, or, you know, this is very much a me drag now, where it's like, you know, I used to be like, oh, I don't care about money. And it's like, well, you can't like buy your friends gifts and lunch and stuff if you're constantly overdrawing your bank account. And if you want your friends to feel like you are a good friend, you need to be someone who answers Venmo requests timely and whatever. Not because people won't understand why there's reasons why you can and can't and that, but it's like, you know, it can't be all the time like that. That's your money, and you shouldn't be making like offers that you can't live up to and those kinds of things. And so it's like, you know, recognize that we're all human, but also like, if it's just a little more effort on your part too, I think that's like a very Jupiter and Aries to me too, where it's like, these aren't hard things. It's stuff that it's, again, this is Jupiter. This isn't Saturn in Aries, which is coming, will always come. It does in every sign. You might not live through all of them, but it does come for everyone. And trust that it's not, again, a Jupiter and Aries, trust that it's not your responsibility to be the fun police in any, like whatever that is. Be the fun police for yourself, in the sense that you make sure you do the things that you want to do. So you don't try to get off on having people not do what they want to do. That's also not fun. That's just not fun for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, there's always going to be some planet in some spot that sucks for me. Cool. Yeah. Like that's just like the inevitability of astrology.
Some people have harder lives than others, you know, so there's certain Pluto transits you'll never experience. That someone else is going through. Some people have harder lives. This is not a great way for the world to be. I didn't design it. Sorry, but like, that's the way it is.
Well, and
people, Pluto crosses their descendant. For some, their ascendant. For some, nothing at all. Yeah. What do you want?
It's not ours to say which is better or worse or anything. It's just to do with what you've got. And try to recognize when someone else, this is another thing that I was thinking about on, you know, I always think about these kinds of things on vacation, which is not always fun for the people I'm on vacation with, but it's very fun for me. those ideas of like, look, and I'm going to say this in very crass terms, but like someone always has to agree to kind of get fucked. Whether that means if you're on vacation, so there's people there working on your vacation, whatever. Someone always has to take the position where they're like, yeah, this kind of sucks. It doesn't have to be literally getting fucked or whatever, but it's all also like, yeah, someone has to say you could put your thing in my thing or whatever, or things don't happen. And so we just have to make sure that if you are asking someone to facilitate your vacation, we have to also make sure that you are compensating them well and treating them nicely, recognizing that at some point you also are going to be facilitating someone's vacation. So like, think of that again as these Jupiter and Aries, like where it's like you're everybody in the story, Jupiter and Aries. So think of yourself also as being able to relate to everybody and to care for everybody and to help anybody, even if it's not your, like, if you got the easy life, help people who don't have the easy life, you know,
pay it forward.
Do because something.
If you can do something, do something. Oh, so, and sorry, this is just like, I feel like eclipses have taken over of my soul. But I thought of something. I forgot I saved this for the pod to talk to you guys about because I had an eclipse revelation. And I'll try to make it brief. But I signed up. I haven't played yet, but this Jupiter in Aries, I have signed up to play baseball for the first time. I'm on like a team now. I like picked a number and everything. I'm getting a uniform. I have fucking cleats downstairs. I got a helmet. Like, I'm about to like play baseball. I used to play very competitive travel softball, but I haven't thrown the pigskin around in a while. It's not pigskin. But I was like, okay, getting back into child needs, whatever, because I broke my leg playing softball long ago. And that's when I ended my softball career because I was too afraid to play ever again. Also, weirdly, I broke it sliding on a team called the Sliders. I'm just have to throw that out there. They have cute colors, thank God. And I was like, when did I break my leg? Like, I remember it was 2001. It was summer 2001. And then I was looking at the eclipse. I was like, let me take a look at the eclipse. Susan Miller's eclipse timetable. And I was like, fuck, was it this eclipse? I texted my mom. I was like, when did I break my leg? And she was like, July 4th, 2001. And I was like, oh, July 4th. There was an eclipse. I don't know what the time was, but it was July 5th, 2001 in Saturn on my degree, a natal degree Saturn. So an eclipse, a Saturn eclipse on my Saturn.
And you have bones. Saturn in the sixth, right?
Saturn in the sixth on my fucking bone. It broke my leg in two places. I told my mom, because then she called me. She's like, why are you asking me this? And I was like, you know, I'm like, if you took me to an astrologer as a child, they would have probably told you to be very careful that weekend. She's like, okay, well, you were with your dad. So, and I was like, I'm not saying this is like real. I'm just saying like that I could see them have saying like,
Don't let her stay over someone's house July 4th or whatever that like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just Saturn with like, even with like straight up motherfucking bones.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, of course.
So I'm like, yeah, that's my Jupiter Aries of like, yeah. And also a thing I didn't even ask about, they in the email, they were like, no stealing, like it's for fun, like no stealing bases, which usually then you're not sliding. That's usually when you're sliding. So I feel like it's like a nice, like trauma friendly reintroduction to a game I used to love to play.
I think that's also very Jupiter and Aries because it's like, yeah, we're here to have a good time, not break our legs. We're women in our 30s. Like, I don't want to break my leg. You're supposed to break your leg when you're kids because you grow back quick and it's not that big a deal. It's that it sucks. Not to be like, don't do it, but don't try to break your bones if you're
don't try to break your bones.
I used to do that. I don't know if I've talked about this on this podcast before.
You would try to there break
was
your bones?
Yeah, there was a time when I would like throw myself down the stairs and I would like jump off a thing. I was like, I gotta know what it feels like.
Did you ever do it?
All these kids with casts.
Oh, she did it. All she got was a fucking boot. This is from her stand-up. That's the only reason I'm like able to quote it.
I was like, "Damn, Lisa, you're like your childhood. Did you guys go to school together?"
All she has is a fucking boot, and it smelled bad, and nobody signed it.
Yes.
Oh, bummer. The boot is.
It's so. It's so
not as cool. Not that again, but I know what you're saying. Casts were cool because you would sign it. It was a yearbook on your arm or on your leg.
And it was just like your battle. Like you did something. You know, you broke a bone. You survived something. Someone knew you were like hardened by it. By an experience like,
oh, do you know how many I got my first Build-A-Bear because of this fucking leg, you know, like this was huge market inventory there. I got the boot. I was very, yeah, it got me a lot of attention.
The boot, it's the same thing where they're just like, oh, you know, sometimes you ask someone if you got a
sling.
A boot could have a boot could be like you had like a corn removed from your toe or something like that too. You know what I mean?
My bunions were acting.
And also, if you're in a boot right now, I'm sorry, because it fucking sucks. It sucks. I've had it before, and everybody hates it. I know.
No, this is strictly for childhood. This is childhood boots and casts. If you're an adult now with a boot, you're probably like, thank God I didn't break my fucking leg.
Yeah, you're like, thank God, just the boot. I could take it off and on and I can shower. Or you have a boot and they're just like, no, we can't literally cast a thing like that because you're already too old and whatever. Yeah, like, forgive me. Yeah, we're talking childhood stuff.
It's the same thing with like retainers versus braces. Like you want, you know, retainers have their own level of chicness. Braces were
retainers were chic because it meant you were done with braces, and it was like, yeah, I'm trying to keep these teeth tight. I just did all this work. It's like the maintenance phase of a diet where you're like, I can't wait to like stop using this retainer.
Okay, did we give any stats?
No, we'll tell you.
I
now.
Have some dates. If
Okay, yeah, I was like, no, go, you go, you give the dates.
This Jupiter, I'll just do it coughing the whole time. If anyone is like opposite ASMR for like my I wish I had a sexy sick voice. This is just like not that attractive.
Oh, it's
voice.
Good.
It sounds good.
It's good. It's just you're still in the nasally phase, but once you're clear, you'll be in that real.
Mm-hmm. That's low. When I'll record my album.
Exactly.
So Jupiter and Aries. It went there on May 10th of this year. It will be in Aries till October 28th, and then we'll retrograde back into Pisces. So we'll see how that goes for the end of the year. And then December 20th, 2022 is when we'll have Jupiter back in Aries, and then it will stay there until May 16th, 2023. So there we go. We'll have a nice little chunk summer, early fall of the Jupiter and Aries time. Then back Jupiter and Pisces has been, I feel like big Pisces moments transit wise of late with like the Neptune and Jupiter, this, like, I feel like it's always so romanticized with Pisces, but then ends up being very like just fucking weird. Like, and just like an odd experience. It feels like that party that sounds like really hyped, and then you get there and like the lighting's like not very good, and like no one got drinks. Like, and maybe it's, and I love Pisces energy, but they're just better guests maybe than the host, the planner.
It's not, I don't even think it's about the like the sign in a natal chart. I just think those transits are really that way. Like, I don't think like Pisces throw bad parties, but I do know exactly what you mean by that, where it's like,
I'm
oh,
just
yeah.
about just this time yes. of yeah, now, yeah. like of this thing. This little thing we're in called life has felt very, I don't know, like one foot in, one foot out, sort of. Something's just a little off.
I mean, it's just mutable, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's both of those things. It's both of them. And it's both at the same time. And I also think it's like, you know.
It's felt very like, you know, when you do drugs and you do drugs and go, oh, I think I'm actually didn't want to do these drugs,
yes,
but now I know that because I took these drugs. That's yes. the feeling I felt in this Jupiter Pisces time, whereas like actually I think my own brain is and like, not that I won't do these drugs again, and I'm talking about the, you know, the fun ones, like, you know, they're psychedelic sort of things, but it is that like, okay, I think I've graduated into some other place that I don't want to repeat the act of having fun or something, like, yeah. It's mm-hmm. the what's the like the the movement, or what's the word, like the anyways, you get what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
The motions. That's what I was trying to say. The motions of enjoyment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the, I mean, yeah. And I think that is the mutableness of it. And that's also why I think it's interesting that we're getting this, like, again, we're kind of like coming in during this Mercury retrograde when Jupiter station in Aries, or I mean, when it ingressed into Aries, we will station retrograde, like not exactly in a mutable season. I would have to, I'm not looking at any of what else is there at that time, but we'll go back into Pisces. We'll have that Mars retrograde in Gemini. We will have the eclipses around that time too in Taurus and Scorpio. And it just feels like these kind of like mutable things that are in there that need to like keep it, that we need to go like, do you still want to keep doing this? Here's the flip side of this. Do you still want to keep doing this? And then we go like, no, okay, let's move on then. Like next thing, and that kind of Aries coming in and going like, okay, are you ready to move on? Because we're ready. It's like, it's now or never. Do you want to get on this bus or not? Or do you want to stay? The bus is leaving. It doesn't like if you don't get on, you're here till 12. If you leave, you're going home. But like one or the other. And I think we've just had a lot of those Pisces things of going like, oh, you might be stuck in Pisces time for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a good test. It seems like this could be a good time to just try some things.
Yeah, for sure. Jupiter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we'll go back to the Jupiter Pisces and be like, well, what'd you think? Like, mm-hmm. How do we feel after all that? It's like, we might feel more invigorated and want to keep going, or like, oh, that was, I'm glad I gave it a shot and live somewhere else or tried this job or, you know, I don't know, switch gears, but you won't know unless you cardinal ass, Aries ass, try it and do it.
Mm-hmm. And take care of yourself. Not at the expense of other people, but that thing of like, you are your life, the ability to make those decisions is the most precious thing that you have. It is like really not all we have, but it, you know,
sort of,
it is sort of all we have. And so if you aren't feeling, if there are things in your life, and of course there are tons of things, especially as we're talking about now, where there are people who are trying to take that away from people, there are people who are trying to tell people what, like, there are all kinds of systemic things that even though we say to you, oh, you have all the choice in the world, you have all of this freedom, you have all of whatever, I'm obviously speaking specifically about the United States at this point, but I think this is happening in a lot of places where it is like, you, even if those systems are there and you are like, there are things outside of ourselves, but ultimately if there are things, if you don't feel like you have that control in your life, then the most important, precious, wonderful, like life affirming thing you can do is do whatever you can to make yourself, to get yourself to a place where you do feel like your life is yours and that you can move and make the impact and change and help and growth and bring the abundance and joy that you feel you're capable of to yourself and as many people by proxy as possible. Like, again, that's what I would like for everyone to feel a glimpse of in Jupiter and Aries.
If you do you and always function under the principle of do no harm, then that's gold, you know, mm-hmm. like that is gold.
And when you do harm, just say sorry and do what you can to do to fix it, because we will always do harm.
Well, I didn't intend for you to feel harm, bitch. Yeah. No one wants to hear that anymore. That's like the most, like the word, well, I didn't mean, is like, it's 2022 and we have no need for sentences to ever start that way. If I could vote on it,
the only thing you can use that is if you say, I'm so sorry, first, you know, like if you're like, I'm so sorry, I never would have meant for you to think
that wasn't
or whatever, but like you can't use it as a cop out. No, that isn't how it works.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It has to be to clarify what your intentions were.
And if you it know won't you were, happen again. That
yes.
is like,
the, yeah, yes, that exactly. One. Exactly. And it won't happen again. Yes. And what can I do? You know, whatever, what do you need? that all of that to me is all still so Jupiter and Aries, because it's still being like, this is how I, you are, if you were the cause, be the solution too. And you're never not, you're all, you can always be both.
Lead by example.
Yeah.
No, I, that made this, and a the natal Aries moon being very activated. Don't take the bait. It's too easy. People know how to hit below the belt and tip you off and like do all those things, but gotta rise above. Because it's not worth it. It's true. I think that's why I think Aries with that Martian warrior, let's talk about it sort of thing, is like, because they don't have the energy to like dwell. Who's ever heard like dwelling is like time taken away from having fun. So like, let's do this.
Yeah. If you're going to live anywhere, live where you like, you
yep.
know?
Ugh. Yep.
And yep. also before we go, I just wanted to express some gratitude and give a huge shout out for Stevie for recording sick, because it does take a lot out of you. And just so you know, we appreciate it. And I'm sure all the listeners do too.
Well, how scary it is that I'm like energy. I'm like, no, let's keep going. I'm like, let's make it a short episode. I'm like, can't stop raging and raving. Well, you give me health and nourishment and life. And also, if I was really couldn't do it, I wouldn't have done it.
I know. So that's, of course. That's, you know, course
so. You know, that's the other thing. So you get to hear a sick me. And you know what? I like this me. It's actually, I hope I can, and maybe it's under the influence of Jupiter, but I'm feeling very, I love to gossip. I love to overthink about things forever and be like, well, what if that person meant this? And I actually like couldn't care. Like I've like have never cared so little, and it's the most refreshing feeling. And I'm trying to tap more into that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, even though I did put some care into thinking about how this might, I made some quick keywords we could go through for each rising sign that they were just sort of like knee jerk, sort of like, I didn't plan them all being two words, sort of little mantras, but here we are. But I'm just going to rattle these bad boys off. But for Aries rising, we know this is going to be in your first house. So more recognition. I think this is taking the credit time, you know, first is bodily, but I think it can be bound to the physical form of just even just the selfie self. Feel, you know, anyone can interrupt me. I'm just going to go through them. Taurus rising, secret power. I think this could be a really good time to dig out some things that you might not know about yourself. Gemini rising, some new connections. With Cancer rising, with expansive influence up in that 10th house. Leo rising, a revisioning of self. I'm really excited for all the fire signs, I think, with the Jupiter Aries too. I feel like we're going to see fire signs really be motherfucking fire signs this summer, which I think we all need and deserve.
It's happening whether we like it or not.
I feel like it's gonna be like a summer of like Shauna Paul and just like twerking on boats. Yes. I hope that's what the Jupiter and Aries we get.
Fire signs finally learning how to be themselves, huh?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Well, look, haters gonna hate, and it's like I feel like this is a constant memo of fire. It's like, where's people trying to put you out? Because like people stink. Like no mind. Virgo rising, supportive collaborations. Libra rising, we'll have some bold commitments going on in the 7th house. Scorpio rising, some helpful habits. Sagittarius risings, a creative flow. Capricorn risings, we could see ourselves get in a little, I don't know why I say ourselves, I'm not a Capricorn rising, but mad love and respect. Sustainable foundation. Aquarius rising, immediate connection. And for Aquarius who might be like, no, I got Saturn like fucking with me, like I'm like, I think this could be a time that maybe with, I think Aquarius and Aries being this sort of sextile combo, I think that maybe allowing yourself to be a little surprised and see who sparks you could be like fun. I don't know. I was thinking a lot about the Aquarius risings with this one, of kind of maybe being a little more open than they've been used to being, especially with Saturn and Aquarius. And Pisces rising, ample opportunity. So those are your little mini two word mantra thoughts for this Jupiter and Aries times for your rising sign.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I pass it through the Zoom. I'm still in that contagious phase. So.
We have been doing that baby booger thing every night before bed.
Oh my God. I didn't wear the dental dam. I'm sorry. I thought I was supposed to.
Let's introduce a brand new segment. Julia, you want to introduce it?
This segment is called This or That.
This or That.
A segment in which we ask you, would you rather have this or that? And I think they're going to be predominantly, you know, about astrological placements or transits or things of that nature. But who knows? You know, let's let this thing, it's new. We're going to let it be free to be what it wants to be, Jupiter and Aries. But, you know, at a certain point, you just always have to start a segment. So again, also Jupiter and Aries, we're starting it out. This or that. This is this or that.
Look, Aries, this is my Aries, like, Jupiter is simple, folks.
Where I was like, my Saturday Night Live, like, ladies and gentlemen, this or that.
Oh yes. Oh, I gotta shout out that Twitter account that's just all the musicians introduce or all the guests the introducing images. Yeah, and it's always like, so you know, good. It's always like Naomi Watts being like, ladies and gentlemen, Reba McEntire. You know, like, whoever, you're like, whoever, all right.
You want to start us off?
Yes. Okay.
We're each going to do one, I guess, is the.
Oh, are we? I didn't prepare. If I think of one, I'm sorry.
You'll think of one.
No, you'll think of one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Challenge accepted.
Mine, I feel like, and let me just be vulnerable here at the beginning of these. I feel like sometimes I pick them and I go like, oh, there's like a very much obvious answer, which is like the this or the that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just had to say that.
Damn, so you think you know what we're gonna pick?
No, I just am like, one of these, sometimes I'm like, that's, it's like not even close. Like there's an obvious answer. Not on this one necessarily, but sometimes I can't tell until I've said it. And then I go like, oh.
Well, it's like when you see those Facebook things that like aunts reshare, that's like, could you not use a spoon for 6 months to get $1 million? And it's like,
yeah,
duh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The easiest challenge I've ever heard of.
Okay. My first, this or that. Would you rather have a Mercury retrograde once a month? It wouldn't have to be for the 3 weeks, or you can think about what that would mean. I'm just going to say like Mercury retrograde once a month, or a guaranteed Pluto transit to a, like a major Pluto, basically, or Pluto move faster and have a guaranteed yearly Pluto transit.
Mercury retrograde once a month.
Well, there's something I'm it's not interesting. I'm very torn because, like, I don't fear the Mercury retrograde once a month. I think that actually might help us regulate. And, you know, like, I would imagine this would be scaled down to like a,
I'm saying,
this,
like,
weekend,
it's
right. Is Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Like, it's the same as like whatever ratio wise.
Yeah.
Right.
I see it scaled down. And then maybe there's something, maybe I'm just a sick, twisted bitch where I'm like, Pluto can do, like, I feel like I would take the Pluto though, because I don't feel intimidated by that choice. I like, there's something where I'm like, think we'll be okay.
I'm thinking Mercury retrograde once a month, it's basically a period.
Yeah,
so I'm like, okay, yeah, what, energy's a little low, maybe you're in a little crampy mood that day, you're not able to communicate your feelings gently. Done it before.
Yeah. Well, and I do like this idea of and I guess this would be the sub question, my jeopardy on this or that would be like, what is, do you think that a week of Mercury retrograde once a month equals like a Pluto transit in terms of transformation or like necessary destruction to rebirth?
You probably get more out of the Pluto transit. I'm not willing. I'm not willing. I don't have a lot of mutable. I'm not willing to transform.
Yeah.
I think that was my thought, was like, I feel like when there is Pluto things, while mighty, they seem very like blossoming, new, something new, where Mercury is just annoying because it is very close and down to, like, I feel like Pluto, it feels like a gamble of like if it will actually even get to you, you know, but it's like that what's that like riddle where it's like you can save one person, but like, you know, but like 12 people die, or like yeah, the 12 yeah. people die, but the one person, you know, and it's like, well, the one person, you know, feels like Mercury retrograde. And then the 12 cool. people is like the Pluto stuff. We're like, well, it's kind of like the odds are now I'm sounding like a YouTube bro. No. So like, anyway, I got to get out of here. But
who has that one abortion thing about how this is going in a completely different direction, but like you tell them like someone's holding a baby and a petri dish of 18 fertilized eggs over like a fire and you have to drop one, and it's which one's actually a baby though
yeah,
like it makes the argument of like, okay, so why is abortion again on the line? Like we would all pick the petri dish, every person would drop, you know it. What I mean? So it's like, what is the argument? I don't know. Anyway, mm-hmm. yeah. someone else's well, thing. Don't know where it came from in my head.
That also reminds me of how like vegetarians, right? Like plants are living. So like maybe we just don't hear them scream.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. yeah, this thing is still an organism.
Hey,
now that I'm saying like, I think we should eat vegetables, and the vegetables are the petri dish children in this.
Right.
In
yes. Here. Right. Let's go ahead and eat them.
This is very Mercury Pluto. Like yeah. it's the actual living thing. And then the idea of the living thing, but it is living, but it's still the concept. Damn. Well,
Julia, do you want to pick yours before I give you my question?
I think I might. I don't know. At first, I was very on board with the Mercury retrograde. I'm drawn to Pluto, but I still think probably. I think probably the Mercury retrograde. I think all I've right. had, but I'm like, I think
that's all the right arguments have been made. Yeah,
I know. We get it. And I also just think it's funny because I'm like, my natal placement is Mercury conjunct Pluto, and so I'm like, they're both the same.
Well, you're just like, actually both, what, let's step it up, you win. Oh my God.
All right,
second this or that. I use this as an example when we were talking about this or that as a segment, so sorry if you've already thought about it. Would you trade your favorite astrological placement to have 2 more hours in a day? You're the only person that has the extra 2 hours. You don't age any faster than everyone else. You just have 2 hours that no one else has.
No.
What's your favorite placement? It can be right now. It doesn't have to be like forever.
This is very... the whole thing just is such a beautiful blend of a cocktail. I honestly wouldn't trade apart. Like it's I like how the whole chart is together. For me, I'm just like, I know her, and not that even I know her, I'm like, I like y'all together. Like I like this for me, which is like so horny. But also the 2 hours, I used to be like, oh, there's not enough hours a day, but I'm like, well, who cares? Like that's fine. I think it's okay that there's not enough. Actually, and there are, and maybe it is me just changing my life to fit the actual existing hours. I like this question a lot though, because I think in another time I would have said sure.
I would do it in a heartbeat. I'm feeling strong. I would give my whole chart away. I could care less. If I had 2 more hours in a day than everyone else, I you know how far ahead everyone I would be. You know how much more successful I could be?
See, I wouldn't do anything productive.
I would rule the world. Are you kidding? Everyone would have abortion.
This Aquarius Mars is like, I've got so much plans.
This is, I think, what I would know that those 2 hours were bonus hours. And so sometimes I think I would use them well, but other times I would be like, that's 2 extra hours of I'm going to binge this show faster than anybody. And I'm going to use it. I might use it to make me successful.
Great. Sometimes I'd be like, you need the 2 hours to binge.
That's why I'm like, it'd be cool if you could like truly be like my hot takes. This is how my hot takes come in faster because I have an extra 2 hours to say my like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I also, I don't think I would only because, yeah, what if I lose the, I don't know.
Like the what one if thing I, like, that you need, yeah, the spark to do with, yeah, the 2 hours.
Like, it's too hard to know which one it would be. I feel like I would choose. I don't trust my decision making to like say this is my favorite placement or this sort of thing, or like it would be one where I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that was my favorite until it was gone. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But again, if I could also like look better because I got 2 hours extra sleep than everybody, again, in a heartbeat. There you go. In a heartbeat, hours. The whatever, like. I would, but I think if we're not gonna age differently and
we're not Benjamin Button.
Oh, I just said beaching. You didn't age faster. I didn't say it didn't change your, maybe you, oh, just, that's true. 2 hours, okay, of skincare. That's, I don't know. True. I'm not trying to change your answer.
Well, you, if you're getting the sleep, that will help. Like, we all should be sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping more.
A million hours.
But I guess I'm not even thinking of it as like even a favorite placement just to come back. It's just, I don't think I would sacrifice, like, if the question was phrased even like you had to lose your moon sign, everyone,
yeah,
the moon, yeah, is gone and no one has a moon sign anymore to get 2 hours more a day. I wouldn't like lose, ooh, anything astrologic. You know what I mean? Like, it, yeah, doesn't even have to be my fave place chart placement thing. It's just like, I don't need the 2 hours. I don't need the 2 hours that badly, but I would take, yeah, you know, if there was I would take them if that was like a magical spell where you could and it didn't affect anything, but it's not the third. It's not the, I'm sure I would sacrifice some part of my chart for something else, but I don't know what it is yet. So this, we, to can, me, keep, we'll, exploring. There.
We'll keep exploring. Exploring it.
Well, that's what,
did you come up with any questions?
I did come up. I came, okay, up with one. Okay. I came up with one and it's cause I got the COVID. Would you rather this or that?
Would you rather have COVID or not? This is what I was talking about, of like, I would be like, I have a great question.
Well, then there's some people like, your antibodies be popping, bitch, and I'm like, great. This is rules. Would you rather quarantine with a cancer, so you are quarantining with them, you're on the same isolation period together, your roommates, you have to do it together, you're gonna do it together, or be the person in charge of taking care of a Virgo?
Oh, this is a toughie. Do you get, wow, to pick the cancer and you get to pick, yeah, the Virgo?
Yeah. For this, sure.
Okay. I'm quarantining with the cancer. Wait, I don't know. It's kind of messing with my head. Does that mean I don't get Scott?
Yeah, it's now isolate. You are, yeah, going to isolate for minimum 5 days with this cancer. It's the only person you're seeing.
Five
and
days?
Of course you have your, oh, cell phone. You can call, yeah, yeah, you know, you're not totally.
I think I'll pick the cancer.
But you're watching every movie together. You're napping side by side. Like, you're in it together.
I think I'd pick the cancer. I don't know. I do think the Virgo's not going to ask you to do much for them. So it might actually be easier, but I think I picked the cancer because.
But this Virgo is going to actually really need you for the first, maybe one of the first times in their life. And this is a new experience and this is new for everybody involved. And let's just say, I'm going to put you in the mindset of like, this is a Virgo, like this is now like either someone very close to you. You got like, yeah, this is like your loved, yeah, yeah, one. This is a loved one here.
I'm Virgoing for sure.
You're taking care of the Virgo.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I am. Especially if we're allowed to pick.
I hope, yeah, the people you're picking are good. Who you, yeah, know, like a Virgo's Virgo and a Cancer's Cancer.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just think, I don't know if I've ever lived with a Cancer before. I'm thinking of my cousin, but I don't know if I've ever lived with a Cancer before, and I don't know, I feel like I am not in the zone to take care of someone right now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I don't know, I'd sit around and watch movies with my cousins for 5 days and like cook maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel like I'm gonna end up having to take care of the cancer anyways, and so I would rather have someone who's gonna tell me exactly what they need me to do, so I can at least go like, I did X, Y, and Z, what's next? Like, I can, you know, just knock off my tasks rather than go like, do you want me to make you a thing? And then it being like, no, I'm fine. And then like, I'll be like, okay. So then I would like,
I'm starving. Yeah, see, I'm a Cancer moon. I already like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, just tell me what to get. I'll get it. I'll get whatever it is. And I don't care how many. You could even text me and be like, I need you to go to this store, this store, this store, and this store. I'm like, that's just like, this is how myths go, you know? You got to go. This is a labor of Hercules. That's just what I'm thinking every single time. I'm like, you got to go to this place. You got to drop off the packages at the Larchmont UPS. And then you have to go to the downtown Target Center because that's where they have the thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a
shit. You're like, I will task Rabbit for this Virgo. And I'm fine. I'm good with that. Where the Cancer, because I've been thinking about this. I'm like, the thing of quarantining so far, which I forgot, is like, I am a bit bored. I was like, right, if this is what we all did, that's why we quarantined when we didn't have a vaccine, because like, this was the way to prevent. But I did get to do that with my partner, but now I'm put up in the room up here and, you know, keeping our distance. So I am bored. So it'd be fun to have a partner. And a Cancer, I feel like, would be a really fun slumber party partner, which is what made me think of it. I do think, I don't say this as like, I don't think it'd be torture to quarantine with Cancer.
No.
But it will be a slumber party and you will be expected to be participate.
Yep.
There to, like, we're watching the same things, we are eating, like, what do you want to order, like, we're gonna meld a little bit, where Virgo is gonna want to be so left alone that you're like, the caretaker will not know what to do, like, it's going to be a bit of a shunning. So I love taking care of people, so I think it'd be fun to do the challenge of the Virgo to see how successful you could go. Like, you could be like, do you want a bell? What's your system? Like, you know, like, what are we going to do to make this work for you?
Yeah.
And while I have wanted a partner, I'm very glad I've been alone for some of this. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, this is, you don't actually want to be around another. It's not. So, I picked both. cool answer. But I think I would actually pick probably being in charge of the Virgo. Cause I do love being mom and nurse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's been this or that. Whichever one you choose, we're glad you choose to listen to What's Your Sign?
Wait, I'm sorry. I know I'm going back to like the first question, but remember when you're like, oh, this is going to be such a duh? Was it that we were going to pick Mercury?
I don't know. That's what I mean, where I'm like, I just couldn't tell if this was because I realized as I was doing it, I was like, you're just saying your own chart.
She didn't know that was hard enough because she has to deal with both all the time together.
Got it.
She was like, is this hard? I don't know if life's hard. I do this every day.
That's where I'm like, yeah, I don't know. This might be the dumbest question anyone's ever asked, but yeah.
No, it took me places. I love this or that.
I know.
It was great.
This or that.
And it's very Jupiter Aries because there's no, I mean, even though I did live in the gray a little bit there's usually not a lot of gray with the Aries. So,
well, all these are like, you just got to say why it's the best decision for you. You can't tell this or that isn't saying, you know, it's like when you're ordering, we're all out to dinner and we all want to order dessert. Doesn't mean we have to eat the same dessert. We just have to go like, yeah, I'm having dessert. I'm getting this, whatever. When they bring that plate around, pick which one you want. You could get the same one as someone else, but you don't have to.
Absolutely get the same.
The truth is that the this or that really tells you more about you than the other person.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Just like astrology.
Isn't that, ain't life funny? Well, thank you once again for listening to us. That's been the new segment. And I'm excited for Jupiter and Aries. I mean, I always am excited for most transits, but
I like it.
I think of it too, thinking of it as these ones where we really are. I put the link in our show notes to the Astro Twins had a quick thing just of like all the retrogrades this year of when they are. And it does just feel like we're just getting, you know. I liked what we talked about a lot today about this kind of like testing it out. Try something. Just try it. You can just, again, the same thing as like this or that. You could change your mind. So you didn't order the brownie you wanted. You tried the cheesecake instead. You tried something and you learned that you actually love cheesecake and you should never not order cheesecake whenever it's there. What the worst that can happen, I feel like, in Jupiter and Aries is you learn something. So do learn something. Put it to the best use for yourself so you can benefit from, you know, what your experience is teaching you, and we're all going to be fine.
This just gave me a quick Aries lesson out the door, because I feel like this is something I always like get in fights with lovers and friends about. And this is mainly for me with like pictures. It's like, say I walk by like a cool umbrella that's laying on the ground. This is not cool. I'm like, get a picture of me in front of this. It's like, we can get it on our way out. You never know if that umbrella might be gone by the, like, I'm very like, just do it now. Like, actually, like, it doesn't have to be like a Pulitzer Prize winning picture. Like, I just want to get this thing in the moment because it's here right now. And the amount of times I've been told, like, we'll get it on the way out. We'll do this thing on the this. And then it's not there.
Ooh, never happens. That gets on the my Aries.
That gets my Aries blood boiling. Boiling. Mm-hmm. So it takes 5 seconds. Just go get it.
Yeah.
Just get it.
You never get it.
Just
on,
do
you
it.
Never like, get it on the way.
Aries said,
just do it.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to What's Your Sign? Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love this podcast, please support us. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/whatsyoursignpodcast. The link to support us is in the show notes.
Follow us on Instagram at What's Your Sign Podcast. On Twitter, at @whatsyrsign_pod, and TikTok, at @whatsyoursignpodcast. For business opportunities, advertising, or commission readings, email us, whatsyoursignpodcast@gmail.com.
WYS is produced by Julia Loken, Stevie Anderson, and Lisa Chenu. Artwork by Alexa Vicious, and theme song by Honor Nezzo.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.